Stop settling for weak sound. It's time to level up your game and bring the boom. Hit the town with the ultra-durable LG X Boom portable speaker and enjoy vibrant sound wherever you go. Elevate your listening experience to new heights because, let's be real, your music deserves it. The future of sound is now with LG X Boom. And for a limited time, save 25% at LG.com with code FALL25. Bring the boom. X Boom.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to the season finale of Pop Rocks Radio. What does that mean? Well, it just means that we've done enough episodes that I arbitrarily decided we should start a new season soon. That work for everyone? All right then. As always, I am your host, Bijan. Even though it's arbitrary, that doesn't mean I haven't tried to make this show special. Not only do we have great new music from Sharkeologists, The Dogmatics, Haim, The Coolies, and so much more, our movie of the week is perhaps the greatest rock and roll cult movie of all time, Rock and Roll High School. And we'll be featuring artists from that soundtrack as well. So sit back, put your headphones on, and enjoy the latest from The Dogmatics. This is their new single on Rumbar Records. Their new album is due out on July 18th. This is You've Got What I Want. You've got what I want. You've got what I need. You've got what I want. Give it to me. I see you in the day. I see you in the night. I see you all the time. All right. I look out my window. I see it and I wait. I see you coming. It's never too late. You got what I want. You got what I need. You got what I want. Give it to me. I see you in the day. I see you in the night. I see you all the time. All right. Girl. Last week we played something from one of Steve Allen's solo works. This was the other half of what is now 2020. Ron Flynt with Third Street Girl from his 2004 album LA Story. Together or apart, these guys have just written the kind of songs that make you fall in love with your radio all over again.
Whatever, dude. Whatever. Peace. God bless.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. I can't believe this is our 50th show. This is normally the part where I would say, it feels like just yesterday we started this, but really sometimes I look back and realize no matter how far we have left to go, man, we've come a long way, baby. Now, I still love the playlist of the first show. Ooh, I cringe to listen to that now. Of course, it could be not so long till I cringe at this show, too. In fact, depending on how this turns out, that could be tomorrow. But I digress. This next band is a Seattle band that I have just had the good fortune to be introduced to, and to me, they really embody so much of what I love about the Seattle music scene. Okay, now I want you to think of the Seattle music scene, and what is the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it a naked baby swimming after a dollar bill? Of course it is. But the reality is that even though grunge gave us some indelible contributions to rock history with bands like Nirvana, Soundgarden, and Alice in Chains, to name a few, the history of Seattle music is so unbelievably diverse. Whether we're talking about the Posies, the Presidents of the United States of America, to Young Fresh Fellows, the Heats, the Cowboys, the Allies, to even Heart, the Sonics, and of course, Jimi Hendrix. And now the Seattle music scene is just brimming with that same sort of eclectic diversity that only this place and its unique flavor can bring. Bands like Sugar Bones, Jaws of Brooklyn, The Home Team, Chico Detour, and this next band. This is Sharkeologist, who just released their debut self-titled album on 20 Minute Records. They describe themselves as a synth rock band, but having listened to the album, I think that really just scratches the surface. They just did a gig at Easy Street Records in Seattle. If you're into record stores, and I hope you are, Rolling Stone called this place one of the top 10 record stores in the country. This is a track from the Sharkeologist album that I particularly like. This is Told You So.
Sitting around, you were gathering dust, and I was drinking all tools like a miserable tool, cause my liver had fattened too much. We laughed at the thought, maybe a little too hard, yeah. We both wanted to scream like we were 17 in the back of your grandmama's car, driving down to the disco, we scream like we just saw Jesus. We hear in our bodies, but we're there in our minds. Yeah, it's happening again, it's happening again. It's awful, but it's happening again. It's happening again, it's happening again. It's awful, but it's here when you come back from your job. Settle in bed, yeah. With a word or two to do and a memory of youth gallivanting around in your head. I laugh at the thought as I clean up the scene, yeah. And it was all I could do to put down the Sudoku and drown myself in spiritless drinks. Or ride down to the disco, we can scream like we just saw Jesus. We hear in our bodies, but we're there in our mind. Yeah, it's happening again, it's happening again. It's awful, but it's happening again. It's happening again, it's happening again. It's awful, but it's happening again. So, hate to see it, I told you so. Hate to see it, I told you so.
Jesus, we're here in our bodies, but we're there in our mind. Yeah, it's happening again. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hate to say I told you so. Yeah, it's happening again. It's happening again. I hate to say. Hate to see that.
We closed out that set with Sloan, our friends from Toronto, with You Don't Need Excuses to Be Good from 2014's Commonwealth. The cool thing about Sloan is that all their members contribute their own songs to the band, so each track has a distinct flavor. Much like another popular foursome from across the pond, huh? Before that, we had the Blesterfields from North Carolina with their latest single, Be Your Man.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
How else do you describe our Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday? The ultimate cult classic midnight teen movie and the only film smart enough to cast the Ramones, and one of the only movies to truly get what teen rebellion feels like. Messy, loud, idealistic, and just smart enough to burn it all down. I'm talking about 1979's Rock and Roll High School, directed by Alan Arkush for Roger Corman's New World Pictures. Roger Corman was the walking embodiment of punk DIY spirit. Sure, that spirit may have been born from his being notoriously cheap, but there's genius in that thrift. His autobiography says it all, how I made 100 movies in Hollywood and never lost a dime. Before Arkush blew up a high school with the Ramones, he cut his teeth on Hollywood Boulevard, an exploitation film about exploitation films made from actual exploitation films. That film, like this one, starred Mary Warrenoff and Paul Bartel, both veterans of the underground movie scene, Mary having done films with Andy Warhol and Paul having worked before with Corman. But the real star of Rock and Roll High School is the irrepressible PJ Souls as...
Riff Randall, rock and roller.
A teenage girl played by a nearly 30-year-old woman, of course, whose dream is to join the Ramones and have them perform her songs. She writes a tune for them, skips school to catch them live at the Roxy, and sets off a chain reaction of rock-fueled rebellion.
What are you doing here?
These are my songs. I've been trying to get them to you for the longest time.
Hey, it's Riff Randall. I'm the number one fan.
Oh, wow, you remembered my name.
This is the big time, girlie. This is rock and roll.
Yeah, well, this Rock and Roll High School.
Rock and Roll High School?
I just love Joey's delivery there. What starts as one fangirl chasing her dream turns into a full-blown youth uprising. Books are burned, records are blasted, and by the end, the students are literally running the school. Meanwhile, her best friend, Kate Rambeau, the school's straight-A student, is quietly in love with Tom Roberts, the painfully dorky quarterback.
Tell me
exactly what you want out of life.
I want someone with huge breasts.
Youth. No teen movie is complete without unrequited love, even if it's surrounded by blow-up dolls, exploding lab mice, and a giant rodent smoking a peace pipe. Standing in their way is the fascist principal Togar, played to camp perfection by Warrenoff, who believes rock music rots the mind. Her hall monitors are like leftover recruits from the Hitler Youth, and she spends most of the film trying to squash teenage joy with military-grade discipline. The movie doesn't just borrow the spirit of 1950s rock and roll, it's built on it. Like the early days of Elvis and Jerry Lee Lewis, Rock and Roll High School is all about music as rebellion. But instead of ducktail hair and leather jackets, well, we have leather jackets, but we get shaggy bangs, loud guitars, and lyrics about sniffing glue. There's also a giant mouse and his wife. They show up in multiple scenes. No one explains why. No one asks. This is normal here. And the Ramones, punk pioneers, yes. But beneath the leather and the snarls are melodies worth of brill-building pop. They're not only the soundtrack, they are the soul of this chaos. For all the mayhem they spark in the film, they come across as, well, just four nice, shaggy-haired boys who happen to make things explode by showing up.
Things sure have changed since we got kicked out of high school.
Oh, where are you going?
Going to Mrs. McGree's class.
Oh, well, I'm happy to see that some students still are interested in their studies.
Hey, we're not students, we're the Ramones.
Ramones? You're responsible for making that horrible rock and roll music? You turned the whole school against me. Do your parents know that you're Ramones?
Movies starring bands weren't unheard of. The 60s gave us a whole wave of them in the wake of A Hard Day's Night. But by the late 70s, they were mostly a punchline. Aside from oddities like Kiss's Phantom of the Amusement Park or the infamous Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band movie starring the Bee Gees, there hadn't been anything like Rock and Roll High School for a while. A film where the band isn't just a cameo, they're the heart of the rebellion. But it's not just Ramones songs on the soundtrack. The movie is secretly packing one of the coolest, most varied soundtracks of any teen film ever. You get Devo bringing the twitchy new wave, Fleetwood Mac, that's blues era Mac before the scarves and soap operas, Eddie and the Hot Rods repping early British punk, and even Alice Cooper slathering the whole thing in hard rock attitude. It's like someone raided a record store in 1979 and just threw everything loud, weird, or cool into the mix. It shouldn't work, and yet it absolutely does. Speaking of punk pioneers, blink and you'll miss him, but that's Darby Crash from The Germs in the front row of the concert scene. I'm not even sure midnight movies like this really exist anymore. That whole world, cult film screened after polite society went to bed, feels like it slipped into the past. But there was a time when these movies were more than entertainment. They were rites of passage, secret handshakes, soundtracks for sneaking out of your bedroom window. Oh, and did you know there was a sequel? 1991's Rock and Roll High School Forever, starring none other than Corey Feldman. It tries to bring the same chaotic energy, but trades the Ramones for a fictional band and swaps punk rage for cringe early 90s energy. Let's just say it exists. Rock and Roll High School isn't a masterpiece. It's barely a movie, but it's a feeling. A fever dream where punk saves the day, the school burns to the ground, and the Ramones leave a cloud of distortion and glue fumes. By the way, because Ramones songs are awesome, to the point, blasts of rock mayhem, I needed three of them to serve as the background for this segment instead of the usual one.
Gabba gabba hey!
For our featured artists this week, like we did last week with Valley Girl, we're going to spotlight a few of the artists connected to Rock and Roll High School. And not necessarily tracks from the film, but songs I particularly love from those artists. Let's start with the Ramones. Look, in my opinion, they are the quintessential American band. Scrappy, messy, loud, and unlike anything the world had ever seen. They didn't just change punk, they defined it. In less than 20 years, they cranked out 14 studio albums. I got to see them live at the Paramount in Seattle in 1992, co-headlining with Social Distortion. That lineup was Joey, Johnny, Marky, and CJ Ramone, and they were still pure fire. After they disbanded in 96, each of the Ramones went their own way. Dee Dee had always been the most adventurous. At one point, he even recorded a rap album and later formed a Ramones tribute band called The Remains. Yes, really. But today, we're playing something from Joey Ramone's first official solo album, which didn't come out until after his death in 2001. This is from Don't Worry About Me. This is Maria Bartiromo.
Make everything okay.
Nick Lowe is a legend. Even by the time Rock and Roll High School came out, he had already made his mark with Brinsley Schwartz, alongside Dave Edmonds in Rockpile, and as a solo artist, scoring a hit in 1979 with Cruel to Be Kind. So it goes, his contribution to the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack originally appeared on his 1978 album Jesus of Cool.
I remember the night the kid cut off his right arm, in a bid to save a bit of power. He got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight, oh, they're ready for a tussle. Gotta keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter has the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. The way it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. The way it's going, no one knows.
Beyond his own music, Nick Lowe has produced artists like Elvis Costello and The Damned, and he's still releasing great records, including his 2024 album Indoor Safari with Los Straitjackets. Now we are jumping to 1983 from The Abominable Showman. This is Raging Eyes.
Well, I know a little girl lives over there. She looks so square, but for a pair of raging eyes. Oh, she got raging eyes. Well, she ain't such a beauty, hardly Juliet, but she can roll a Romeo and to do his duty with his raging eyes. Raging eyes. She's got raging eyes. Who wants to get her? Sometimes she's mean as an M16 automatic. Whoa, she got raging eyes. She's got raging eyes. Raging eyes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Raging eyes.
Jamal, Jamal. Jamal, Jamal.
One band on the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack that holds a special place for me is the Paley Brothers. I actually featured them in one of my long-lost power pop band videos on YouTube. If you haven't seen that, please go check that out. They had this clean-cut look and pure pop sound, but they came out of a much grittier scene. Jonathan was already part of the Boston punk scene when he started performing together with his brother Andy, leaning into these gorgeous harmonies and power pop hooks that somehow felt both timeless and totally out of step with the punk movement around them. They only released one official album, but it's packed with charm. And they show up on the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack with a collaboration with the Ramones that is just gold.
Yeah.
After they disbanded, Jonathan played with the Nervous Eaters, one of Boston's best raw rock bands of the era. And Andy, who sadly passed away in November of last year, wasn't just one half of the Paley brothers. He was a brilliant producer and songwriter who went on to work with everyone from Brian Wilson, The Real Kids, Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers, and the Greenberry Woods. This is one of my favorite Paley Brothers tracks from their 2013 compilation, The Paley Brothers, The Complete Recordings. This is Ecstasy.
Every time I look at you, I'm in a spin and I don't know what to do. Suddenly your eyes meet mine, I feel the fire burning every time. And my heart is pounding live, and my head's up in the clouds. I know I'm gonna be in ecstasy. When you meet me tonight, we'll go strolling under the
a story from a gentleman named Dave Krenko, one of the masterminds of the 80s power pop band The Bings. He worked for Bomp Records starting in the late 70s, and he recalled an in-store performance that Eddie and the Hot Rods had at Bomp on Laurel Canyon Boulevard. Something went wrong with the lights outside where the band was set up to play, but Dave ended up pulling his car up and lighting the stage with his headlights. Eddie and the Hot Rods were part of that crucial bridge between British pub rock and punk. They were fast, loud, and tight, and brought pure high-energy rock that felt a bit like a runaway train.
Well, spending all my money and it's going up my nose. My daddy's found me out and he's tearing up my clothes. My probation man said, you know you ought to quit. I said, don't you hang me up now.
Oh, by the way, I asked Susie Shaw from Bomp, who is literally one of the funniest people I've ever met. I asked her what she recalled from the Eddie and the Hot Rods performance at Bomp. She told me that when bands played there, Greg Shaw was actually in charge of socializing and that she was always behind the counter keeping a close eye on the money. Since she didn't really have any interactions with the bands most of the time, she said I was free to make up whatever crazy shit I wanted to and attribute it to her. Because no matter how crazy the story I came up with, it probably happened. What she does remember, though, is that they were really nice guys and played a great set at the store. Eddie and the Hot Rods had a top 10 hit in the UK with Do Anything You Want to Do in 1977. This is from their second album, Life on the Line, that came out late in 1977. This is Quit This Town. Separately, all these artists on the Rock and Roll High School soundtrack were misfits, punks, popsmiths, outsiders with too much heart and too much volume. But together, they lit the fuse on something bigger, a messy, melodic rebellion that still echoes through busted speakers and backroom stages. They were the mixtape for anyone who felt out of step and proud of it. They were the reason the school exploded. And that's it for this week's featured artists. If you have someone you'd like to see featured on Pop Rocks Radio, drop me a note in the comments or go ahead and email me at Bijan, that's Bijan, at poprocksradio.com. Gabba gabba hey.
You got a smile so sinister, violet was fire from the starting line. Mixed messages, radio silence broke my kingdom mind. I refuse to rely.
started that set with the artist Soraya, a band from Philadelphia with lead singer and songwriter Zuzu Mansour. That was their latest single, All Right Okay. We also had two great punk tracks, Shiftless When Idle from The Replacements off their 1981 album Sorry Ma, Forgot to Take Out the Trash, and Rebel Girl from Riot Girl Pioneers from Olympia, Bikini Kill off 1993's Pussy Whipped.
Now I owe it to myself to tell you, Mr. Griswold, that if you're thinking of taking the tribe cross country, this is the automobile you should be using, the Wagon Queen Family Truckster. You think you hate it now, but wait till you drive it.
More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey everyone, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Kim Shattuck, frontwoman for the Muffs, bassist for the Pandoras, and a member of the Coolies, a band that we're going to be playing here shortly, was one of punk's brightest sparks. She lost her battle with ALS in 2019. If you're able, please consider supporting the ALS Association in her honor, because we shouldn't have to lose any more artists like her, or anyone for that matter. Learn more or donate at ALS.org.
I was at home. Daddy took a message, didn't have a phone. Waiting out front just to get alone. But now I'm laughing. Lana lost her head when she had a crush. Billy St. Reams didn't wanna fuck. Bad GPA, couldn't get it up. And I remember it.
Take me back.
first record was Kiss Destroyer. Went through the haunted mansion 20 times. Then Star Wars came along and blew his mind. He scared the neighbor's kids with plastic fangs. His monster noises drove his dad insane. They thought he'd grow up, but he never did. He's 47 now and still a kid. The horror shows. He says he's been on board a UFO. His favorite movie monster is King Kong. He's got the mask and loves to put it on. He fed the sea monkeys until they hatched. He built a DL-44 from scratch. He thought he'd grow up, but he never did. He's 47 now and still out. Like he'd done so many times before. He's on the aisle with the other boys, checking the latest action figure toys. Owns every episode of Ultraman. He had them special order from Japan. They thought he'd grow up, but he never did. He's 47 now and still a kid.
We closed out that set with the latest from The Coolies. That was Bad Bad Boy. The Coolies are a supergroup whose core is Melanie Vaughman from bands like The Pandoras and The Muffs, Palmyra Del Ran from The Freaks, Pink Slip Daddy, and of course the awesome show on Sirius XM, Palmyra's Trash Pop Shindig, and of course the late great Kim Shattuck, who was a member of The Pandoras before starting her own band, The Muffs. They have done such great work on behalf of those suffering from ALS, which of course included Shattuck herself. This single was written by Shattuck and Del Ran, with Del Ran on vocals, and also included Kathy Valentine from the Go-Go's on bass and the late Clem Burke from Blondie on drums. Kim Shattuck is listed on the track as Ghost Echo. That single is out now on Little Steven's Wicked Cool Records, so check that out. Before that, we had Greg Pope from Nashville with Fanboy off the album of the same name from 2015. And we kicked off that set with the latest single from Haim called Take Me Back. Just love that song. Their new album, I Quit, is out now. And since it's out on Columbia, obviously you'll be able to pick that up just about anywhere you can find music online. However, if you want to do your local folks a solid, head down to a local record store in your town and pick it up there. Don't know where your local record stores are? Ah, we've got you covered. Just go to recordstoreday.com and enter your city, state, or zip code, and they'll show you the record stores nearest you. I will put a link in the show notes.
Well, la-dee frickin' da!
Okay, we have time for a couple more sets. This is from the band Sharp Pins from Chicago, the project of Kai Slater. The album Radio DDR was mostly recorded last year and released back in March. This is the lead track from that album. This is Every Time I Hear.
Thank you. is such a fragile thing to try to support the weight of. It's not that I don't think that my point of view is valid. It's just that I can't stand the sound of my own patterns. They always look backwards the way that I imagine. Go easy, you know it is worth the fight. And you lose in a green edge of several lives. It bends me, it's what I swear to be. I'm dying to believe that you want me to send to me.
The next station is Port Arthur.
The Bets have a new album coming out, so before that happens, I thought I would plumb the depths of their so far amazing catalog for your listening pleasure. That one was Dying to Believe from Jump Rope Gazers in 2020. Their new album, Straight Line Was a Lie, is due out in August. You can pre-order that on Bandcamp. Before that, we had an artist from Sweden, Christopher Carlson, who records under the name No Tears. That was Echo in My Head from his excellent debut album, Heart-Shaped Eyes, from 2023. I have to thank my friend Dave Franco for the recommendation on this. Dave is an amazing drummer who has worked with his friend Chris Vandelay for a number of years in bands like Oh Boy, The Quick, and The Vandelays. He has impeccable taste in music and has never steered me wrong. And he's probably the biggest Tommy Keen fan I've ever met, which is cool all by itself. Here's one from one of my new favorite labels. Well, the label isn't new, just their place on my favorite list.
Well, Lottie frickin' duh!
Jeez, I'm getting heckled twice by the same guy on my own show. Okay, this is from Josie Cotton's Kitten Robot Records. This LA band is called Tombstones in Their Eyes. This is their new single, I Am Cold. Closed out that set with Hazy Maze by Eric Vox and the Ghosters from their 2023 album It Means Nothing Now. That was another recommendation from my friend Dave Franco. See? Told you he never steers me wrong.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep
And with that, we have come to the end of Season 1 of Pop Rocks Radio. We'll be back August 6th with a whole new season. Now, what does that mean? Well, join us and find out. That last track, Hazy Maze, was mixed by the one and only Adam Schmidt, whose 1991 album, World So Bright, is really some of the best that power pop has to offer. I couldn't think of a better way to wrap up this season than with a track from this amazing artist. Where have you gone, Adam Schmidt? Our nation turns its lonely eyes to you. This is from, to date, his last album, Demolition in 2001. This is Looking for Fate. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We hope to see you back here for Season 2. Till then, be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.
This is our endless night. Endured by wasted time. Dressed up in